female migrant workers from Sri Lanka very often go to work abroad as domestic workers. Domestic workers typically will be live-in caregivers. They will be living with the family of the employer. And this places them in a very precarious situation because they are at the mercy of the people with whom they live. The difficulty comes from the sponsorship system, which says that your work permit is tied to your residence permit. So if you're fired from the job you have, you lose your residence permit and you must leave a country.
And we're talking about in the Gulf states.
Mostly in the Gulf states, or Middle East generally. They also go to Lebanon, Jordan.
Why is this problematic?
It is problematic because these women who already have gone into debt in order to get there want to work to send money home for the raising of the children. And very often the fact that they've gone abroad means that their own children are taken care of by relatives. And these relatives need money to take care of the kids. So they are desperate to send back money home. Hopefully, they will be able to set some money aside for future use. That's what they hope to accomplish. In order to do that, they have to keep their job. Otherwise, the whole migration project goes astray. And to keep the job, they have to please the employer. And if the employer is not pleased, they could be fired and then deported. So they have to do everything they're told. They don't have much choice. They have to obey what they're told. And that precariousness creates situations of exploitation.
You paint a very negative picture. Presumably there are some very good employers in these countries.
Very probably a majority of employers are reasonable employers. But there's a sizable portion, I would say, you know, from a quarter to a third of the stories are stories which are problematic. There are horror stories, and that's a small number. And then there are, you know, not so good stories, like people who've been working abroad for 30 years. I met one when I was in Colombo last week. Someone who'd been working abroad for 30 years, had her kids raised by relatives, and after 30 years hasn't been able to set money aside to buy a house at all.
What can be done for women migrant workers from Sri Lanka to ensure that they're not exploited?
One thing that can be done is to increase the skills of these women, to have them go from domestic work in a household to care work in an institution, like a hospital or a long-term care facility. And that needs an investment on the part of the state in order to train these women, training on caring, you know, care techniques, but also training, certainly, in language abilities. One big advantage of Filipino nanny, to call them by their common name, is that they speak English. Most of the Sri Lankan domestic workers don't speak English. They come from rural areas, so they don't speak English. Training them in languages that they will be able to use in the country where they go would be very important in helping them find their way through that society, finding ways of defending themselves, and also by raising their skills, putting them in a position where they're not so much at risk